وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ قُلْ مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى لِلنَّاسِ تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا وَعُلِّمْتُمْ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
They did not form any proper estimate of Allah when they said, Allah has not revealed anything to any man. Ask them, the book which Moses, peace be upon him, brought as a light and guidance for people, and which you keep in bits and scraps, some of which you disclose, while the rest you conceal, even though through it you were taught that which neither you nor your forefathers knew. Who was it who revealed it? Say, Allah. And then leave them to sport with their argumentation. Say, Allah. And then leave them to sport with their argumentation. The revelation of the Torah to Moses, peace be upon him, is adduced by way of evidence, since the Jews to whom this response is addressed believe that it was revealed. It is obvious that their recognition of the Torah as the book revealed to Moses, peace be upon him, negated their standpoint that God had never revealed anything to any human being. Their belief in the Torah at least proved that revelation to man is possible and that it had actually taken place.
وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون.
Like that book, this too is a book which we have revealed, one full of blessing, confirming what was revealed before it so that you might warn the people of the mother of cities, Makkah, and those around it. Those who believe in the hereafter believe in it and are ever mindful of their prayers.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُو أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون.
Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah or says, revelation has come to me, when in fact nothing was revealed to him? And who says, I will produce the like of what Allah has revealed. If you could but see the wrongdoers in the agonies of death, and the angels stretching out their hands, saying, yield up your souls. Today you will be recompensed with the chastisement of humiliation for the lie you spoke concerning Allah, and for you waxing proud against His signs.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ لَقَدْ تَقَطَّعَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْكُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
And Allah will say, "Now you have come to us all alone, even as we had created you in the first instance, and you have left behind all that we had bestowed upon you in the world. We do not see with you your intercessors, whom you imagine to have a share with Allah in your affairs. You have now been cut off from one another, and all those whom you imagined to be Allah's associates in your affairs have vanished from you.